start saying the same Talamotar tonight by Mariv. So I want to go through some of the halachas of the same Talamotar. The halachas you're supposed to say it. If you didn't say it, right, so what are the halachas the person forgot to say it? So the halacha changes. If you remember the various different points in the Shemoneh Esrei. The same Talamotar is not the same problem you have. Forgetting it is better than what you have in the summer, because the bracha was said. You didn't say right. You said what you said is true. You're supposed to be asking for more. So we find that's why there's a concept over here that there's a place to insert it later on. The bracha is still a proper bracha. However, in the summertime, a person says it when you shouldn't be saying it. The bracha has been said improperly. So if a person forgets to say the same halamotar in the proper place in the bracha. And he remembers before the end of the bracha. So the Shabbos seems to say the best thing to do is go back to that point and say the same halamot to the bracha to the end of the bracha. If a person said Baruch HaTor, again you go back. You say Baruch HaTor Hashem. When the Shabbos holds, at that point in time you would finish off the bracha of Mavarach HaShonim, and you would say in Shemaya Tefillah. If a person says Baruch HaTor Hashem, Mavarach HaShonim already, again, you're going to say it in Shemaya Tefillah. If a person, and what do you say in the Shemaya Tefillah? You say the same Tal of Matali Bracha. That's all you have to say. If he forgot it in the Baruch HaShonim. He forgot it in Shemaya Tefillah. And he said, Ketor Shemaya Tefillah, some place of Baruch HaMim. And he realizes, he says, Tal of Matali Bracha. And again, he says, Ketor Shemaya Tefillah, some place of Baruch HaMim. Baruch HaTor, he said, Baruch HaTor Hashem. He says, Lamdeini Chukecha. This way he has not finished the bracha yet, and he says, goes back and says, the bracha he said already, he did not start with say. He says, that at that point he says, the same, he started the word with say, he goes back to the beginning of Baruch HaShonim. So he goes back to there. So the point is that you say it in Mavarach HaShonim. If you do not say it over there, you say it in Shemaya Tefillah. We're going to do everything we can, but you should not have to go back to the beginning. Say all those brachas of Batala. So if you didn't finish the bracha yet, you say it. If you said the bracha to Hashem, you say Lamed Chukecha. You said Shemaya Tefillah, you say it right there. Once you said it, say we have no choice. We have to send you back to Baruch Aleinu. If a person finished Shemoneh Esrei, and he already got to the point, he said the second Yilu Ratzoy, but even before he said 3 steps back, he said the second Yilu Ratzoy, then he has to go back to the beginning of Davin, the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. So that's if a person did not say it. Let's say a person is not sure if he said it or not, so we have the 30-day rule, like we have in general. So the first 30 days, we assume the person said it improperly. So the solution for that is it's 30 days or it's 90 tefillahs. It's really even less than 90 tefillahs, but if a person on tonight would sit down and say the same Talmud was only brought up 90 times, thereby reminding himself that that's what you're supposed to, getting used to saying that, we assume that if he has a question whether he said it or not, we assume that he said it properly. So that's advisable, a person who in general gets into this issue of forgetting, it's a good idea to sit down tonight and say it, or after Mincha even, not before Mincha, it's not a good idea before Mincha, after Mincha to say 90 times the same Talmud to the Bracha, you can count with your fingers if you need help, right? Say it 90 times and you'll know that you said it, and this way if you have any question, you can assume you said it properly. Okay, have a good one.